I want you to put your hands together.
There goes to the neighborhood.
And welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
There goes to the neighborhood.
All right. Welcome back to the Smokescreen Podcast, episode 22. I'm your co-host, Ron Rivera. I'm sorry, Ron. I like you, man, but it was time.
He's out of here. It was time.
Anyway, not to get into sports and football and our horrible situation here in Carolina, but we did a thing.
We really did.
We did a thing tonight for this podcast, and probably for probably my new hobby.
Yeah, future podcast you'll probably hear about this.
Yes, I think this is my new hobby. So this is something I heard about a long time ago. I actually used to be into gold prospecting, and I think I mentioned that a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I did that for many, many years up until a few years back. And then actually a couple months ago, I did it one time with my cousin. I took him up to Uori. We did some gold panning, and I kind of showed him how it worked and whatever. But anyway, the reason I bring that up is because we went out and did some geocaching. This is something, again, I've heard about it for a long time, but I never really, and I kind of knew, I think, what it was, but I never really looked into it much. And then we're sitting here talking about doing this podcast. The last couple weeks, by the way, we apologize. We just want to put out good shit, and there was always a scheduling problem, or there was a, you know, we watched a couple of documentaries.
Well, yeah, we do our homework.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we would do everything to prepare, but the content just wasn't worthy.
No, it was like a 10-minute conversation. It's like, that was about it. So it wasn't really, we just don't want to put shit out there that's not worthy of a conversation.
Yeah, and we would get here and we would go, okay, that, you know, what we put those few days into is not going to work. What can we do real quick? And then we're like, no, let's not do that.
Yeah. It's not natural. Right. Because we like to just come off the hip with something we both watched or experienced or whatever, or something we have experience with. And so anyway, just we're not going to just put it out to put it out and this be, you know, garbage. But anyway, this was fun. This was different.
Excuse me.
So we're talking about doing this podcast earlier, and I don't know how we got on the subject.
We were
watching,
looking at geological formations
Carolina. Yes, we were looking at, because, you know, we were talking about there's an area nearby that there's big giant rocks everywhere, and I used to talk, that's what I said. I said I used to go check out those areas because that's where usually gold is. When you find bigger rocks, that's where you go gold panning and stuff, and that brought up geocaching, and I think you put a video up.
Yeah, just a random video.
A random video from YouTube about geocaching, and lo and behold, there's an app from geocaching.com, I believe that's the name of it.
It is.
And I downloaded the app, and it has all these places. And okay,
let
James, you explain. Yes, I was going to say, you explain exactly what geocaching is.
Yeah. Geocaching, it says, is the recreational activity of hunting for and finding a hidden object by means of GPS coordinates posted on a website. And you know, it's using the word cache, and that word, dictionary.com says a cache is a hiding place, especially one in the ground, for ammunition, food, or treasures, etc. You've always heard of, like, a guns cache.
Yes,
and
a weapons cache. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Things of like items, jewelry, things like that.
In the modern era, think about, and I told James while we, because we went and actually did this. We're going to get into that in a few minutes. We went and actually did this. Yeah, there were maybe some cops involved. But anyway, so think about for Pokemon Go for adults. I mean, seriously,
a good way to
the way you use the app now these days,
it feels,
because you don't have to have a separate Garmin device or something. Now you have your smartphone and an app, and it leads you to these places, and then you look for these little caches. And then in our case, we went to four, and there's different sizes. These were called micros, and we had one small. And they range from micro to large and then unknown. And so,
correction, we went to five.
We did.
Four out of five.
We found four out of five. One was not there, obviously.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, this is actually an this has been going on for quite a while. I mean, I think we found one from 2010.
We did.
So these are little things. It's, if some people may be familiar, where there's little rock clubs around. Because my mom was, when she moved to the beach, she found this rock randomly one time, and it was had a you know, painted rock. So somebody takes a rock and they paint it like something or whatever, and on the bottom it said, whatever.com. It was a Facebook group or whatever is what it was.
Yeah.
And she went and looked at that Facebook group, and that's what it is. You have these little cute rocks everywhere, and people find them, take pictures, and put them back. And then they go to the Facebook page that's on the back of the rock, and they, you know, post their picture. It's just a fun little thing. So this is literally a treasure hunt.
It is.
In real life. I mean, you know, little trinkets are in there. Obviously we've looked into some videos now, and there's some bigger things out there, and you can trade up and leave your own little calling card or whatever. And then the main thing is you log it, you sign an actual log.
That is the main thing to me. Yeah.
Yes.
Cause you know, you put your fingerprints on it saying, I have held this. I found this. I've held it. And,
right.
You see the names of all the people who've been here before. We found one tonight. That had two pages, because the first page was slam full of people who had found it. And it's just a really neat outdoor activity.
It really is. And I think it would be really good for families and kids, especially because some of these trinkets are like little toys and little, you know, collectibles. And you can trade up. You can put something in there and replace it if you want to. The ones we found were really tiny for the most part. They had little homemade, like handmade bracelets.
Yeah, little pins.
I think that was their little calling card. And then the small one we found had like a smooth polished rock.
Yeah.
Like that you would buy like at a store in the mountains. And then it had a little pin, I believe it was
from Ohio.
Ohio, right.
Yeah.
The other cool thing is there's what's called trackables. And so there's an official thing for this, and it's that geocaching.com. And so you can get like these stickers to mark your boxes if you plant one yourself, and you can get these little log books and all this little cool stuff. And I forgot what I was going to say.
The trackables.
The trackables, yes. So the trackables are something, let's say I want to take my little trinket and have it go to a certain location. So I think we watched a video in the case of one was a guy had a little crab toy-like thing, and he wanted it to get to the ocean.
Yes.
So you put a tracking code on this thing, and you drop it in a cache. Somebody finds it and logs it as a trackable. They take it and move it to a different cache a little bit closer to the location.
Yes.
It may only be, you know, a couple miles away. But eventually,
but it's in that general direction.
It's in that general direction. And because you see all these little, on this little, you know, app you get or whatever, you see all these little caches on the map, so you know where they are, the general areas, and then you go to find them, and there's little clues and hints and stuff like that. So it gets closer and closer to its location. I think another one was it a Disney character?
Yeah, well, there was a Snoopy.
Yeah, Snoopy, and he had a little Snoopy toy, and he wanted to get to the original home of Snoopy.
And where these big statues are.
Yeah, and so ended up going across the country, and somebody found it, took a picture with it on the statue.
Yes.
So it's really, really cool. I mean, there's lots of different aspects to it, but the bottom line is you're going out in a real-life treasure hunt.
Yeah, some are in, like, you know, really urban crowded areas, right out in the middle of a place like at a shopping center that you've walked past hundreds of times in your life. Literally the ones we found tonight, I've driven past those things. I've probably been within 10 feet of some of these.
Absolutely.
Had no idea they were there.
Right.
And they could be like just a tiny empty pill bottle that somebody has hidden, like say under the skirt of a light post in the middle of a Walmart parking lot. And you pull it out, you open the pill bottle, and inside there is like the little trinkets he was talking about and the little log paper rolled up in there. So it's super cool to see these things in these kind of places where you go all the time. And one we found was in a more rural area out by a bridge. And I thought that was really cool. And they get more and more rural, and they have levels of, you know, how hard is it to find?
Yes.
They're rated on there. So, like, if you don't feel like going, like, for a literal hike through the woods,
right.
you pick the easy ones. But if you're feeling adventurous that day, you can log on and go find some really tough ones out in the middle of a hiking trail under a log or something or in a tree.
Right. And that's what's cool. So you have a rating on, I think it's just 1 through 5, easy to hard, on the location, the terrain, and all that good stuff. So, like, tonight, I mean, obviously, we went out at night. We literally went out at 12 o'clock at night.
With flashlights,
like idiots. Because we saw this and thought, we got to try this, but let's talk about it, but we want to experience it.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's just a damn, for the most part, I mean, you can get all, there's some really fancy stuff we saw on videos.
Oh, yeah.
But for the most part, you know, they're basically little pill bottles, whatever. And, it was crazy to me how fun it was to find that little pill bottle with a note, with basically a slip of paper in it that's got where you sign.
Yeah.
And in our case, a bracelet.
You go on the app and you hit found it, and it replaces the pin that was there with a little smiley face. Now, one of the ones we found was put there by like a little scout troop.
Yes.
So I'm sure those scout troops like to go on there and see how many people have found the little geocache that they hid.
So the app logs all this stuff, and then you know, when you create, log in with a profile, you know, it's a, you know, 2-minute process. You verify an email, and then there's you and your name. You can contact other people on there. Now, we're not promoting the app. We don't get it's, this is not an ad.
Right.
This is just something we came across. There is free for the most part. You can upgrade the app, I believe, for more premium features. For example, instead of just like the simple, small, regular caches, you can do some different versions on the premium where you can, they're like the premium only. So, for example, there was a multi cache. And that was one where it's not just one location, but it was like you find one that may gives you a clue to another one.
Which is right up our alley.
So, yeah, two or more. So it's more of a treasure hunt where you find multiple clues for one thing.
Another cool feature about paying for the app that I thought was really cool was we were, you know, Chris and I were talking about possibly going to Uwari, where we've mentioned, you know, gold panning and camping and things like that before. Well, Chris was like, well, hey, you don't have cell signal out there.
Right.
But he noticed on the pay version, you know, you could download apps, you know, that you could use offline. I mean, maps that you could use offline.
Yeah, so you can download the map and everything to use offline in case you don't have a signal on your phone. Yeah, so you have
genius, I think.
Exactly. So, yeah, so back to the types, you have the simple plain ones like we're talking about, the ones, and then you have the different types are, I guess, traditional is what we're talking about. Then you have the multicast that I mentioned. You have the mystery ones. The mystery ones is described as it may involve solving a puzzle to reveal the coordinates where the geocache is hidden, and then you read the details for more information. And the details are always, there's always a, like a little tab in the app to read like the and details. And there's also a hint button if you need a hint. So if you're having trouble, you can click hint, and whatever the guy who planted it, you know, the original cacher, put in there as a hint, you get to see that. You also have what's called Earth Cache. This apparently is more, instead of an actual container, it's more of a geological feature. So, for example, I find a awesome cave or a mining, old mine entrance out in Uwari. I can mark that as a geocache and put it on the website and log it, and people can go find it.
Yeah.
So it's more of a, you know, sightseeing venture type thing. Yeah, what's called a letterbox. This uses clues instead of exact coordinates, so it's more of a clue-based thing to find whatever.
That would make it harder since you don't have the exact coordinates.
Exactly. So you don't have like a pin. You have a general area, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But then I guess you would read your instructions to where to go.
Right.
Virtual. This is not a physical thing, but when you go to this geocache, you may be asked to take a photo or answer a question, something to prove you were there.
Right.
So it's not even a real thing. And then they've gotten so tech savvy these days.
I love this.
They have the webcam version where you need to be captured on a public webcam in order to log it.
To prove that you
were there.
Yeah.
And that's cool. So somebody out there has actual live cam set up for some of these places. And then finally you have the Warigo, I believe it's called. And this is like an actual device, GPS-enabled device. So you need a WearGo-enabled GPS device or app to interact with the actual cache itself. So this is something electronic that your phone, for example, could actually pick up. So it's really cool. On the surface level, it's just a treasure hunt. But there's all kinds of cool twists and turns that you can apparently go through.
And what was the term that they used for the people who mess with your geocache or... They got it from Harry Potter.
Yeah, I keep wanting to say
and I'm wanting to say like Wuggle or something.
Yeah, it's like
is it?
Hold on, I'll pull one up. I'll pull one up that we found because it's in the comments a lot. Like, watch out for those. Let's see, like this one. We'll tell you about what we found and what's our little story here in a second. Let's see. Here's one. Muggles. So muggles are people that are, I guess, the assholes who come across geocaching, and they either just straight up steal the thing,
yeah,
or take everything out of it if there's stuff in it, or they just do shit to it or to mess with you.
Yeah, tamper with it, move it. Aggravating.
So it's, you know, it's trolls.
So they,
it's another word for troll.
Yeah, some of these little videos we watch say, you know, they kind of give you like geocaching etiquette or rules, and it says, you know, don't, if there are people around watching you that can see you, don't open the cache or find it, pull it out in front of them.
Right.
Wait till they're not looking, because they might be a muggle.
That's right.
You know?
And then, like, for example, this one, and this is one we'll have the little story about, the comment is, and the name of this cache was Off Your Rocker, and that was because of the location. And it says right there in the comments, bring your own pen and pencil, because you want to write on this little log, and they're too small to fit pens, for the small ones anyway.
Yes.
They're too small for pens and whatever. So there's these little rolls typically, and apparently there's also little official log books you can buy from the website, you know, or whatever. But anyway, you bring your own pen so you can sign it. But this one says, and watch out for all those muggles. So this is a common thing, obviously. It's just crazy. There's a troll in everything you do in life. There's trolls.
And
whether it's online, but now you go back to the real world. Well, this is something you can take your phone and literally go out in the real world to find actual things. That are, you know, some are just cheesy little toys and trinkets.
Sure.
But it's really cool.
It is super cool. And again, like I said before, it's an outdoor activity that takes walking and thinking. And, you know, you're not plugged into the matrix so much.
Yes, exactly.
You know? Even though you are using your phone.
You are. Know? But like you said, but when you go to a place for, like tonight, we just went out here locally. I mean, we were surprised at how many are right here.
Yes.
I mean, we went to... basically a couple parking lots.
Yep.
And, you know, but when you go out to, say, Uwari, like we're talking about, which is, you know, the oldest mountain range in North Carolina. It's about 40 minutes from here. I go camping there all the time. There's a million there. And so there's no signal out there. I can tell you that from experience. Once you get out away from the main campgrounds, because you can camp anywhere in Uwari you want. It's a national forest. There's no cell signals. So that's where you'd want to, like, upgrade for $30 for the whole year, so you can still download or see the locations without having a signal.
Yeah, otherwise you would need a Garmin
or a
TomTom or something and use coordinates.
And like anything, like any hobby, there's people we've already seen on these videos that take this way seriously.
Yes.
And they have all their little tools. They have a kit. They have basically a geocaching kit. So that may be a little rolling thing to roll up the little tight, you know, little paper logs back into these little tiny containers. One of them was a little magnetic arm to grab things. So some are magnetic. So it's not just like a pill bottle, you know, in a hole.
Yeah.
It can be in a tree, can be under a rock, under a fake rock we've seen on videos.
Yes.
There's all kinds of cool places.
And yeah, they have like telescoping mirrors and gloves they wear. You have to have a flashlight. I mean, just cool little stuff, you know. I mean, call it nerdy if you will, but it's super fun and super cool. We all love scavenger hunts and
Easter
egg hunts as a kid.
Right, I mean, that's exactly what I was gonna say. Yeah. If you think about movies like National Treasure,
yes,
you know, there's always there's something about a puzzle, and this is right up my alley because I love puzzles. I love treasure hunts. We have a mutual friend who every Halloween puts on a what's called the treasure hunt.
Yes.
And it's a one-night thing that lasts all night long, as long as it takes, and you find this giant treasure, an actual treasure chest of candy.
Yeah.
And he hides it out on, what is it, 15 acres?
Yep.
It's like 15, 16 acres of land, and every year there's a theme. And yeah, it's really, really cool to do, and it's out. You go out there at like 7, 8 o'clock, you eat. They yeah. feed everybody, and then you go out in the woods.
Sometimes it takes them at least a minimum a month to put these things together.
It's so big, yeah. It's so planned out and detailed as far as the clues. You may have two teams one year, you may have four teams, and you all have to have these different clues because you have a color or a team name or whatever. So you can't like take the other clues. But anyway, the point is, it's really intricate and it's fun. Everybody seems to love a treasure hunt, and
all
I do.
Ages. Yeah.
And that's why things like, I think, Pokemon Go, it's a virtual thing, but you have to travel around to find these little bastards.
It's super fun.
So, anyway.
And honestly, you know, back to the one you said, what did you say, Off Your Rocker?
Off Your Rocker was the name. Yeah, because like if apparently, and we're going to do this. We're going to try this. We're going to put some out and register them on the website and everything.
Definitely.
Because I download the app, and I'm sure I'll end up upgrading it at some point. I haven't yet, but... this one was called, yeah, Off Your Rocker. So whatever you're doing, you can name it based off the surroundings or, you know, something cool or clever or whatever. I'm assuming.
So you picture Off Your Rocker, rocking chairs. Where would you find a bunch of rocking chairs?
In a city, mind you. We didn't go out in the woods. We went to one pretty remote location last.
Yes.
But we went to the, you know, the close ones just to check it out. And so where do you find rocking chairs in a city?
Yep.
Well, probably a restaurant named Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel. So,
which is known for its front porch and its rocking chairs.
And you know, I'm thinking now how perfect a setup is that for muggles to just chill in a rocking chair and watch people come look for this thing.
Yes.
So Chris and I, now it is like in the 30s here, which is pretty cold for Carolina, North Carolina.
Yeah. Of course we pick it, you know, 12:30 at night and yes, it's 30 degrees outside.
Toboggans, hoodies. We find ourselves on the front porch of Cracker Barrel looking, laying down on the ground, looking under the checkerboard, looking under rocking chairs, the benches,
under the trash cans, the damn, you know, little vent things. I mean, you name it, we were looking. And it's just an open area with, you know, rocking chairs.
Yeah,
I mean, that's all it is.
It was well lit. It was super cool, we thought, until two cop cars roll up.
Of course.
From each direction.
And I told you this was going to happen when we left.
You called it. And I didn't think about how we looked. You know, I'm out there looking like the Unabomber.
And I got
laying down with a flashlight.
And I looked like the literal robber because I had on, yes, you know, black sweatpants, black hoodie, and a toboggan, black toboggan with black shoes, like, a, you know, the actual robber you would see in a fucking cartoon.
And we're in your blacked out car.
With a German Shepherd hanging out the back.
Hanging out the back window. I mean, we thought about it, but we didn't think about it.
Right.
And so we were too amped about this. This was so fun. We had already nailed three. We knocked out three geocaches in about the first half hour.
Yes.
And then we find ourselves there, and it was taking a little longer than normal. You could see the lady inside the window at Cracker Barrel, and they're mopping and cleaning and everything. And
so I was surprised to see them still there.
I was, too, at that
time.
There
was two or three people still in there cleaning. Yeah. I'm like, damn. So we just went about it like normal. They were looking out and saw us, and I just said,
yeah,
you know,
we weren't tiptoeing, acting creepy or anything.
So we're looking, and by the time we had been there probably 10, 15 minutes, I'm guessing, probably 15, we couldn't find it, so we're thinking it's probably gone or something. So we actually hit the clue button.
Yes.
And the clue button said magnetic, but it said it backwards.
Yes, the clue was written backwards.
The clue was written backwards and said magnetic. So we're thinking, okay, anything metal here, that's what we got to check. And I mean, because you basically have a pinpoint on your little map on the app of where this thing is.
Yeah.
And so obviously you're looking for something metal. I'm thinking like it's a little key box where it's got a magnet on it and it's something small.
And the first three worked perfectly.
Yes.
We would get to where the point lined up, you know, with our GPS, you know, dot where our car was at, and we would get out, look around for like 2 minutes, and we'd find them.
Right. I mean, in those cases, granted, they were pretty much the only place, the only thing you could see was near your car.
Yeah, they weren't as cluttered as
the
front porch of a Cracker Barrel.
So I'm laying there at this time. We had already looked several times, and I'm back at this big metal old thing.
A manual washing machine.
I think it was an old wash tub, exactly, because it had the rollers up top.
Right.
Big steel wash tub, but, you know, they have these old-timey stuff on the porch. I'm laying down looking at the bottom of it, thinking there's a magnet thing stuck up in the bottom. You know what I mean? And here comes...
And I'm looking up behind everything up high, and we hear voices.
And I saw the Popo car, and I'm like, I told you. So we had a guy come up, one cop, hey, guys. You know, I'm like, hey, how are you? And then another guy from the other direction, a different car.
Yes.
And I told this officer, I'm like, look, we're actually looking for a treasure. It's called geocaching. I have my phone in my hand. I show him the app.
He didn't believe a word of it.
Yeah, he has. He's like looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yes.
The other guy walks up and he says, I think, was it you? I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, we were telling from a distance.
Yeah, because he was walking towards us. Yes. And said, we're actually geocaching. We're going to talk. We do a podcast, and we want to come out here and experience what it is before we talked about it. And we're geocaching. And he says, "Oh, I geocache all the time." Now I thought he was just being a smartass,
right?
But then he literally says, "Watch out for
muggles."
The muggles.
He sure as hell did.
So he knew the terminology. I'm like, wait a minute, are you serious?
Yes.
This motherfucker happened to be the cop that had been geocaching and had the app on his phone.
Right.
And they literally, after taking our names and calling us in, they actually did
that.
Yeah,
they took my ID.
Took your ID. Yeah. I said, mine's in my car right over there. It's running. As you can see, the lights are on. I said, I can go get it. The other officer said, that's okay. Just give me your name and birth date. He wrote it down on his little pad, like in a movie. He calls it in on his radio. He calls your license in after you hand him that. The other guy starts looking.
Yes, he immediately goes and talks to the manager.
Yes.
And he, like, clears the air, we thought. He's like, oh, this is just a cool thing. It's like a scavenger hunt. And, you know, this is why the other cop's calling in our info. So then as soon as the manager goes back in and shuts the door, he's got his flashlight. He's looking just like we are.
And he's coming up like, what's the clue again?
Yes.
And let me see your phone. And let me look at the map. Can you zoom in anymore? These dudes didn't have nothing better to do tonight. And this other guy's looking at us like we're crazy.
Yeah, he was annoyed that the other cop was helping us.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he wasn't an asshole.
He never said anything.
He was cool. He was really quiet,
actually.
But
he didn't say anything. Yeah,
yeah, he didn't say much.
That's what made me feel like he was ready to roll.
Because a couple of times I said, I'm sorry to get y'all out here and whatever. And he was like, nah, you're cool, man. But he was cool, but he was just like, you could tell he was like, what the fuck are these damn white boys doing out here?
Yeah.
I mean, anyway.
And the cop that was helping us look, I mean, he was like making me look in places I'd already looked.
Yeah, right.
Lay back down there. Look under that bench.
Well, check under there. If you don't check real good, you know. So anyway.
So I got candy bars falling into my pockets and stuff and gum while I'm laying on the ground. It was so funny. What a good experience.
It was. It was really cool that we actually, the one of the cops that actually showed up on this, the lady said that the general manager called from home.
Yeah, she watches the cameras.
Because there's cameras and can see him from home. I don't know if I necessarily buy all that, but anyway, however it happened. So they, you know, they finally come out, I guess, and after the cops are hanging out with us for 10 minutes and walking around looking.
I think
looking.
It annoyed them.
I think it did, too.
That we were, you know, the cops were cool with us.
I think it did,
hanging
too.
Hanging out with
like
us,
they're
actually.
Supposed to, like, you know, pat us down and haul us off or something.
Oh, I have to say, because you pulled up the description of this geocache and you said this clearly says this geocache was placed with consent from the manager.
Right. So because it's on private property at a restaurant on this front porch, it was apparently, according to the notes, it was placed there with the permission of the manager. Now this could have been 10 years ago. I didn't see the date on this one.
Right.
So, or it could have been 5 years ago. I don't know. We have no idea.
So that manager may not work there anymore. She acted clueless.
Yeah, she had no idea what we were talking about.
She actually acted offended because I think she thought, okay, I got to run these bozos off. Then she looks back out the window and sees the cop down on his knees looking under stuff with his flashlight.
Right.
He's damn bound and determined not to let this thing whip him either.
He is. He's got back into the groove.
That was so hilarious. So I go get back in the car. And he calls Chris over to the cop car. And Chris, you said he's showing you his phone and he's got the app.
He's got the app on his phone. He pulls it out and says, "Is this the app you're using?" I'm like, "Yep, that's it." So him and his wife, I guess, I think he had said his wife, or he said us.
Yeah.
He said we used to do it all the time.
Right.
Because he is the one who described it to the other cop after we did again, and the manager that came out. But you said, I didn't hear this, but apparently when I was looking around the other corner again.
Oh, yeah, that manager.
She said something to the effect of, "I'm not leaving until they are."
Yes, that's what she said. "I'm not leaving until they are."
So eventually.
Cop came back and said, "Y'all got
to
go."
Yeah, so I saw him talking to her again. So apparently she came back out, talked to him and said, "Look, we're trying to get out of here, but I'm not leaving until they are." And then that's when he said, she's asking y'all to go ahead and leave.
And she said that the general manager is calling that website and having this thing removed.
Well, yeah, but it's already removed.
Right.
But yes,
we didn't find it. It's
yeah,
not there.
It's not there. Somebody has taken it, or it could. There's a possibility that it's inside.
That's
right across
what I
think. The. But
if anything, it's inside.
I don't think it makes any sense to put it inside.
There is stuff hung on the walls that are never going
to
be.
There
moved.
Is, but you would have to go in and eat there.
Oh, yes.
And you can't get
or
that table.
Somebody.
You would have to say, "Excuse
table.
Me," and I don't think they would put it inside.
Good point.
I think it's gone.
Yeah.
That big metal wash thing was the obvious place, and we checked every metal thing there could be. I even was in the little, like the flower beds out there, thinking there may be like a sprinkler head that something could be attached to. No, that thing's gone. So I marked it, did not find, and put a thing on it. Maybe that it's taken by a muggle.
I got a decent picture of you and the cop in front of his car looking at your phones.
That's probably going to be the thumbnail of this video.
I think that would be pretty cool.
We did get, you know, we did get the cops called on us. It was kind of funny. Now we're
don't tase
back.
Me, bro.
Yeah, I told you, I knew it.
That was so funny.
And then we were like, okay, we leave there, and let's get one more before we go back and record. Let's go one more. We pulled up one cemetery in the country. I'm like, nope, not tonight. We're gonna get shot.
And you couldn't have drugged me there. I mean,
yeah,
we got to go to do that in the daylight.
Yeah, it's not just a cemetery thing, but you're having to pull off a private road on the dirt road in the country.
Yeah.
And well, they're going to see boys with
flashlights. We have
flashlights.
Our own reasons.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I know everybody that lives here, there's no, they're coming out with guns. And it don't matter if I have one or not. That's not the point. You see flashlights outside at night in the country. That ain't, don't go.
Yeah.
Just stay away.
And I'm not down with Wuggle Ghost or Muggle Ghost.
Yeah. Right, of course. I wouldn't even worry about the cemetery part. I was worried about the walking and getting, you know, shot. But anyway, so we found another one on the way back, actually close to the place I'll be moving when we have this new studio eventually, by the way, that we keep mentioning.
Yeah, it was right there at the new place.
And really quickly, thank you guys on Patreon. I forgot to say it at the beginning again. Really appreciate the continued support. We will be adding video soon, and we're going to be vlogging some of these things, I think.
Amen.
I don't know how we do that or where to put that or whatever. Maybe it's a Patreon-only thing. I don't know. But because, you know, we're going to be at – but when we get to the new house, we're going to be adding cameras and everything. So I've already looked in everything we need yesterday, as a matter of fact, again. But yeah, think Joe Rogan style. We keep saying that, but for anybody new,
right,
that's what we're talking about.
And this is a good idea for maybe our first geocache. Use the coordinates of where your house is going to be built.
Yeah, there we go.
When you start breaking ground,
yeah, put it under the crawl space.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Could you imagine?
We're hard up trying to find any way to make new friends.
You know what? I might do that, actually. That's not a bad idea, you know, because we, you know, there's some hot ladies doing this.
Yeah, we saw videos. Yeah, pretty.
So I could do one in my front yard on the front porch in the new house, and we'll just see who comes up.
Dude, love it.
I might do it.
Hey.
I mean, because you can always take it off, right?
Yeah. Yes,
so,
that's
yeah.
right.
So you could do it and just see who pulls up at your driveway.
I love it.
That's the way to meet people.
And we, the last one we did was out there right close to there anyway.
Yeah,
and
so it was pretty close. We went by, it was near the baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Where our local double A team plays. Is it double A? They're about to move uptown, but I don't remember. The
right.
Intimidators?
Yeah.
I think they're double A, right?
Single or double.
Anyway, so yeah, local minor league baseball team, and it was more of a little country road to the stadium, and it was pretty cool. It was a little bridge, and then a little guardrail, and there was a little pill bottle in there. And this was labeled as small, so it was a little bit bigger than the other ones.
Yep.
So it was a big bottle,
mm-hmm.
and there was enough room in there for that little polished rock and that little pen and then the paper, and there's plenty more room in there. So James put a kind of a rustic looking coin in there.
Yes. And Chris's note when he found it said left a Lincoln.
Yeah.
So that tells you what denomination a coin.
Yeah, left. But it was a unique looking coin.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, but the point is, we, you know, and actually I took out, but because we watched a couple of these videos before we left, I took a couple old poker chips.
Yes.
To in case that we found something big enough to swap. Or leave or whatever. So that, there was nothing big enough for me to put that in.
No, and I also want to say, yeah. Once we came back, we looked at some other videos. Because I mean, this is really cool to me.
It really is.
I mean,
it sounds cheesy, but it really is cool when you start looking at the.
Super cool to be out there with flashlights and looking for stuff. And if you knew Chris and I mean, Chris and I, we used to, you know. Even when we first started hanging out together, we would send these codes for each other to crack back and forth over email before, you know, we were texting and stuff. I mean, that was, we love puzzles and scavenger hunts.
Yeah,
type
I mean,
things.
That was, that's always been my type of thing is codes and puzzles and scavenger hunts. And I've always, like, you know, we talked about the scavenger hunt at Halloween. I've always loved that. Because this is literally 15 acres of woods,
mm-hmm.
and you're out with flashlights in the middle of the night. You might be out here 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah, people drop off like flies because you walk so much.
Yeah, you're walking a long ways, and you're finding these clues in the middle of the woods at night with flashlights. There's no lights except for, like, in the center areas where the yards are, you know, because it's a big family farm, basically, is what it is, with multiple houses.
Yeah, and they'll have, like, a central meeting place with a bonfire, usually.
Right, right. Somebody's at the bonfire. One year, the fucking treasure was under the fire.
Under the bonfire.
And I mean a big-ass
cool
fire.
Was that?
Yeah, so you had to come back and find it, and they put the fire out and dug the sumbitch
and
up.
And one year, it was, like, 20 feet up in the tree.
Exactly.
That was cool, too. But yeah, we were looking at videos and there was people showing ones they found, and I thought there was a cool one. It was a cactus. And it was kind of in, you know, where you didn't see other cactuses around. So
it kind of stood out a little
bit,
but if you first glance, you're not thinking about it.
You walk right past it and say, oh, cool cactus. But if you know, mess with the dirt and rocks around it, you pull it up and there's like a 3-foot piece of PVC pipe underneath it, straight down in a hole, that people took the time to go do this and put it out there to make a geocache out of it.
Right.
And that's the kind of stuff Chris and I want to do. So yeah, vlogging this stuff or whatever, you know, it's gonna be fun. I look forward to
this. I think
it'll
be a cool little, you know, because it's not normal thing for the Smokescreen channel. We could just do a Patreon only stuff mm-hmm. for that, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
But that will be fun to do. It'd be fun to vlog and actually see us out here searching for this shit. And
but I think it would be cool, you know, to maybe, you know, get some new viewers, people who are into geocaching.
Oh, yeah,
get
yeah.
turned on the smoke screen, and they could be fans of the
pop culture stuff you
do.
At this point, yeah, at this point, it don't matter anyway. So, yeah, I'm not worried about anything being different. And it's not like it's going to hurt the channel in some way. So, yeah, I'm not worried about that at all, but I think it's really cool. I think I don't know. It would be a lot easier for that though to have a third person as a cameraman.
Yeah,
you know, because you're walking around moving shit. I mean, a little
bit
of both.
Or you know, GoPros or something.
Yeah,
or
that's
heads
a good idea.
Or something. That would
I wouldn't be about it. Out there with fucking helmets.
Yeah,
we're gonna be the nerds, because I told James, like, any kind of, like, you, like, here's the thing. When you get into something, and a lot of men will identify with this. I think ladies, too, in different ways. But I know from personal experience, I know from my dad, if you get into a hobby, you get into a hobby. You're going to see dudes out here with full belts on, with these little tools.
Yep, vests.
With pockets, with their little pins, certain pins. I'm telling you, man. And they, like I said, this website, apparently, I haven't checked out the whole thing yet. You can buy these stickers, these official stickers to put on your boxes or your caches. To, you know, identify it as an official cache.
Yeah, you wouldn't want somebody to stumble upon it and not know what it is. They're not aware of what geocaching is. So this big sticker on there, this bright green,
or orange,
geocaching, you know, please don't disturb, or please leave it here, or put it back where you found it, kind of thing.
Right, right.
That's a good
idea.
There
was one guy who had a box on there that he had put in, I believe, camo duct tape all over it.
Yes.
So he can hide out in the woods, but on the bottom there's a big orange sticker that says official geocache. So when you find that, there's no mistaking once you flip it over.
I have
that you found the right thing.
The humorous kind of sick story that the cop told us.
Oh,
him and, I think it was his wife. Now I remember the story. We're geocaching and found one where all the loot was taken out of it, and a muggle had taken a dump in the damn geocache box.
That's right.
So that
because he was telling us you might want to start using like latex gloves.
Yes.
So, and I'm like, God, that would make it even look weirder. We're out here. People are looking out the windows.
Yeah.
We already got flashlights and toboggans on. Look like fucking robbers out of cartoons. And now we're adding rubber gloves.
Oh, my gosh. That's serial killer
101. I mean, could you imagine? Psh, psh, you know, all right, let's go. Like, bend over. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Oh, gosh. Oh, the next manager that pops out on us, I'm going to say it puts the lotion on its skin.
There you go. But
or it gets the hose again.
Right. So I can see there's probably a lot of stories like that where cops have been called or whatever. Because
have to be.
Like, we were even out when we went to the second one in the middle of Sam's Club parking lot, right? I mean, it was just a light pole, and you slid this little skirt up that are, they all look like they're bolted, but they're not.
No.
And you just slide it up a little bit, and they, you know, slide this little bottle or container underneath there. There's cleaning crews out there cleaning the parking lot with blowers and all this kind of stuff, and you know they're looking at us like we're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they're out there with flashlights, and
yeah. Like you said, if we would have circled around, they probably went over there nosing around.
I'm sure, and the other one where it was closer to the Walmart parking lot was like, you know that car, there was a car sitting there with this lights on, so somebody was just sitting there in their car. You know, I don't know if they get off work or I have no idea, but
waiting on their, you know, mistress.
Something like that. But you know, when we pulled off, because we were so close, that they went over there because they saw us pull out this bottle if they were watching.
They do.
And then look at it, sign something, and put it back. So they, I'm sure they thought it was a drug deal.
They had to.
Like, this is our drop spot.
We're mules.
I know, I'm telling you. So there's probably a lot of stories like that, even during the daylight, because. Especially in the more, I guess, metro caches.
Yeah.
Which is why I would rather be out in the country or in the woods more often, at least.
And I'm totally looking forward to those kind, where it shows people reaching in knots in a tree and pulling out a little cache.
There was one we saw, it was pretty cool. It was a fake payphone.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a real payphone, because they don't exist anymore.
Right.
So if you pull up to this area, on, you know, you've got a cache on your app, and you pull up to this payphone that, it shouldn't be there. And then in this case, there was a color combination of numbers, and then a box popped open in the bottom.
And I'm assuming the hint on the app would give you an idea of the numbers
or the colors.
So you got to realize there's people of all demographics, and you know, some people have this, you know, a lot more money than other people, but they're into the same hobby.
Exactly.
They can put these cool ass caches out there.
Right. And I want to do cool ones with cool clues. They're not so easy. I mean, not super hard, because you don't want to make, like, you don't want to, I mean, people are out there, do it on public property. You don't want to have them climbing trees and shit. But at the same time, you know, make it a little difficult.
Did I use the right word? I meant demographics. Did I say that?
You said demographic.
Okay.
I believe.
For some reason now I'm back, I'm thinking there's a lot of people from different denominations.
No, you said demographic.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no. denomination.
You got your Presbyterians.
You got your Presbyterians, your Southern Baptists, and your Lutherans. So they're all into geocaching. But no, we thought, at first I was thinking that if we talk about this, it'll seem cheesy or whatever, and I'm trying to picture a thumbnail and a title, but for YouTube anyway.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's a little different from SoundCloud and all the other ones, but it's really cool, and it's a really cool family thing.
It is.
My daughter would love this. She was here, and we just kind of ran out real quick, but she used to go with me gold panning
right
a lot when she was younger, and she loved the gold panning part. She hated getting out to the gold panning part. She had to get into the creeks with woods. I mean, she likes camping and stuff, but I mean, we went through some thick ass shit some places, and spiders and bugs. But that would be cool. She's older now, but that's still something she could ride around with me and do.
Yep.
On a weekend or whatever, when she's off work or none, whatever. So, man, you could go on a full weekend camping in Uori and doing this shit. You could literally get in an RV and travel across the country and do just this, and would be fun as hell.
And yeah, like,
and it's just so much. It's so freeing in the sense of it's not a computer game, it's not a video game, it's, yeah, you're using your phone or GPS device, whatever.
Yep.
But you're out in the real world seeing cool places. And there's probably a lot of cool places that you hadn't seen in your own hometown.
I challenge any of you guys listening to pull up that app.
Yes.
I guarantee you there are 10 within a 2 mile radius of your
guarantee
house.
Guarantee it. So go to your app store, whether it's Google Play or, you know, or whatever, on an Android device or iTunes, whatever, and look for just search geocaching, and it's a green app with 4 different little icons. You'll know what I'm talking about when you see it. That's the official one from geocaching.com, and it's completely free. You just simply sign up if you want to try it, and I, like you said, I guarantee you, wherever you are, city, country, both, there'll be a shit ton around you. This has been going on for a while. Again, I knew about it for a long time, but didn't really know the details of it. And I can't believe I didn't, because I've been doing this a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is right up my alley. It just fits in with so many things that I like camping and gold panning and all that stuff.
It does.
You can, because, like, that's the reason we got into gold panning. My buddy Baker, that you know, James, we go once a year, except for the last few years. But we go for a week-long camping trip, and we discovered gold panning because after a week and after a few days fishing and just sitting around the campfire, you want to start doing some hiking and other stuff. So we found gold panning that way. We were like, we were at the mountains one year, and we were like, let's ride up here to Marion, this small town in the mountains, and we came across gem mining. And at the time, Camden was young, and she loved rocks. She collected gems. So we stopped by this little gem mining place where you do the sifting with the water, right? And I brought her a big bag of, like, different cool colored gems and rocks. And while we were there, though, the other side, there was gold panning. And I'm like, hey, I've always wanted to try that. I remember being a kid and going to Reed's Gold Mine.
Yep.
And, you know, you can pay $5 and get a pan of dirt. And I don't remember finding anything. But I did that there. We bought a whole bucket apiece, a whole bucket, which took us forever with a manual pan because we had no idea how to do it at the time. Learned real quick. But after that, every year, we started taking our own pans and shovels and going down to the creeks and doing it the real way and not buying dirt. And that's how I got into gold panning. And you're doing all this hiking. You're seeing beautiful waterfalls, old caves, mine entrances, and you're getting into the GPA and finding out about the history. It's really cool.
And the geologic aspect of it.
Yes.
I remember when you took me, you were talking about, you know, dry creeks and, you know,
ancient riverbeds.
Yeah, look at how the land is right here. You can tell that this was used to be a turn in a creek at one time. And, you know, over time, the creeks change courses.
Yes.
Well, you're left with this dry creek riverbed. And those, you know, these are spots that, I mean, you turn into an amateur geologist.
You do. You learn not only about
prospector,
the rocks and the minerals, but how to read land and creeks. And you can see
the topography.
Exactly. You can see old riverbeds. You're looking for that round washed rock somewhere where there's no water.
Yeah.
And, you know, things like that. And then, of course,
I was fascinated by all that.
Yeah, and the history of the area, too, because in Uori specifically, it's a gold mine, literally. There were mines everywhere. There's a mine shaft right across from the place that I took you.
Yep. I remember that.
You can be 150 degrees outside, which it was a lot of times, but you can go stand in the edge of this little mine shaft, and it's 50 degrees all year long. It's like air conditioning blowing out of the fucking mountain, literally.
And I remember on the way, that long-ass hike out there to that spot, you were showing me, like, those quartz, you know, piles where people had been mining in the past.
Yes.
Those deposits had been and laying there where people have been mining for years.
You can tell that that's not a natural formation. Yes. That's where there was old dumpings that's from right. actual mining.
So all this is fun. I mean, just getting out, seeing nature and learning things like this. And then along the way, little treasures? Are you kidding me?
Right. And it's just little trinkets and stuff. And the bigger, you know, we hadn't experienced any bigger ones yet, but you can do anything you want. You can create your own. You can make them as hard or as easy as you want. You can put in there what you want. You can do the trackables. I think that'd be very cool to have something idea. That you say, okay, I want this to make it from North Carolina to California.
Yes. And it will eventually.
And it will. There's so many people doing it. I don't think a lot of people talk about it.
No, obviously they don't.
I mean, obviously there's some YouTube videos out there, but somebody would find that and they would move it, you know, maybe over to eventually it makes its way, to, you know, just even just a couple miles at a time.
Right.
It makes its way over to Tennessee. And then
it might
over,
sit in Tennessee for 2 months.
Yeah.
But it's all documented on that
it's
app.
It's all documented on the app with the tracking thing.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. It's just, you know, in general, babe, you know, bottom line, it's a treasure hunt. And who don't like a treasure hunt?
Yeah. And it's people working together, but, you know, at a pace, at its own pace.
Yeah, like, at your own time.
So if I would find your trackable,
yes.
But I'm heading east, well, I'll think it's cool, but I won't take it. I don't want to fuck up this thing's journey to the West Coast. So it's cool how people work together in that sense.
Right.
I love it, man.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I look forward to getting to some bigger stuff where we can actually swap out some things. I think, like you mentioned, that's a good idea. Like we found... Was it two with the bracelet in there?
Yep.
So it was just really small.
Our first two
hands. Was the same person, obviously, because it was like their calling card.
Yep.
It was a little hand-made bracelet, you know, cloth. I guess it was just cotton or something, not sure. And then I took the poker chips, obviously, couldn't put them in anything. So that could be my little thing or something.
Yeah, and I took a stack of baseball cards, and I was thinking about putting them in
there. Right. So I look forward to really... coming up with a box and going and hide my first one.
And think about this angle. You don't have to necessarily go somewhere with the intent of geocaching.
Right.
But what if you find yourself in another state and just pull that app out? You got a little downtime. Hey, dude.
That's what I mean.
10 geocaches around here. And you get to spend time, you know, not just sitting staring at your phone all day.
Right. Like, for example, you mentioned it earlier. I go to Cherokee every year and go fishing.
Yep.
So, you know, those days that you're out there in Cherokee in the mountains, the fish aren't biting that well or whatever. They're not stocked up. Pull out the app and I've already looked, actually. There's a shit ton in the mountains.
And now your Cherokee trip is still fruitful.
Now I still can go. Now I can not only fish, I can also gamble and I can go geocaching.
Yep.
And maybe hide my own while I'm there.
Yeah, you actually saw there's one right behind the casino.
Right, there's one right behind the casino. That's like when we went to the casino last time, we drove on that road the back way to get to the parking deck.
Yeah.
So I know exactly where that fucker is.
I think this is so cool, guys.
It is. It really is. I mean, it sounds, you know, on some level, it sounds, some people might say, oh, this is like, you know, it's cheesy.
But we all have seasons, I think.
Sure.
And so you might think it's cheesy today, but you may end up one day going, you know what, let me check into this geocaching thing and find out, hey, there's something else cool you might like.
Yeah. And because I remember, like I was talking about the rock club that my mom found, she kind of came across. I thought that was cool. So she was down there. She's by herself. And so when she found this thing and went to this Facebook group and found out what it was, she went out and got some smooth rocks and painted them. And so we sat down there one time. Me and Camden went to visit her, and we painted rocks together.
I love that.
It was just us sitting around the kitchen table, and then we went out and hid some rocks. And that was cool. And then, somebody finds that little brightly painted rock, like my mom painted one like a ladybug.
Yeah.
And one like, you know, with beach scenery or whatever. You can do what you want. But somebody finds that, and they go, oh, that's cute. You know, it brightens up their day in some little tiny way. And if they choose, they can go to the, because you write in a Sharpie or something on the rock, you know, facebook.com/whatever club, and they go to it if they want to, if they don't have to.
That reminds me, you see dollar bills sometimes where people have put, like, track this dollar.
Yes, you've seen that a lot.
And go to this website, and you can see where all that dollar bill has been.
And you can see on a map with GPS, like, where, you know, because when you click the location, it marks it, it tags it.
Yeah.
This dollar's traveled from Maine to California to North Carolina to Florida.
Right.
And so that's the idea. Those things exist for a reason. It's not like it's just stupid.
That's right. It's really neat, I think.
And I think that's the, you know, it goes back to, and you know, a lot of these podcasts are really based not on actually the content as far as the title or what, you know, the subject, but it's how people think. There's a reason there's always a treasure hunt or a mystery thing in movies and every novel you read.
Right.
There's a reason for that. So
and
on some level, it's like a primal thing, maybe.
I agree.
Like,
and how cool is it that there's with every geocache, there is that chance of a conversation with somebody you would have never struck up a conversation with because they're going to say, hey, what are you doing there? You know, I mean,
like
they might
like
be a
two cops in the middle
whatever.
Of the night
exactly.
at a fucking Cracker Barrel.
Now, you and I have this really cool memory forever. You know, I love building memories. That's one of my big things this past year is building memories. You know,
that's a fun thing. In 15, 20, well, I mean, hopefully longer than that, maybe in 20, 30 years, we're sitting around
in rocking chairs. And it reminds us.
Or in our wheelchairs or on walkers. You remember that one time at Cracker Barrel, those cops came up and that motherfucker was a geocacher?
Yes.
I mean,
was hilarious.
What are the chances?
Yeah, that we drew that cop.
Exactly. We could have got some real assholes.
That is so awesome, dude.
So, anyway, I think that wraps it up. But it was just cool. It's cool that we came across it or you stumbled. I'm not sure exactly. Again, we mentioned a minute ago. We kind of stumbled across it.
It's the way everything we do works.
It really
honestly.
Is. And then we said, fuck it. Let's go out on an adventure right now before we talk about it. Let's just not talk about some videos. Let's go experience it for just a minute. So we did 5 total. 1 failure, but not really because it's not there.
And this podcast got better with each stop on that geocache trip.
It did. Yep. And then when we got back in the car from the Cracker Barrel one, I said, you took a picture.
Yeah,
apparently.
I did.
And I said, let me see that picture. There's our thumbnail.
Yeah.
This podcast just got a lot better.
Yes, man. Things just have a way of working out. It's
so
awesome.
Instead of just coming on here, because we had to in the beginning, right? I mean, we had to say, all right, here's geocache, this is what it is. But when you have a story like that to go along with it, it's besides, we did this thing, we found it, it was cool. No, we about got arrested.
Yeah.
You know,
by letting it marinate,
exactly.
It got a lot better.
Exactly.
And it's been a while since we both had that ear-perking moment at the same time. That was fun to see that. And you're like, let's go now. And I'm like, yes, let's do it. It sounds good.
Yeah, let's go.
Like, let me warm up the car while I find my toboggan. He started digging out flashlight. Here's you a flashlight. I'm like, here's you a pen. And it was on, Jack.
Exactly. So, you know, it was cool. It was really cool. And now I really think this is my new hobby.
I really think
because I'm looking forward to, like I said, I'll start small. I'll find some kind of metal container that you can seal.
Yeah.
I got lots of stuff from camping. I can pull out some of those I don't use and go do a small one or do a bigger, you know, get bigger, more elaborate clues, make them a little harder to find. I think it's cool. I'm going to do some too and then put them on the website. And by the way, did you download the app? Did you sign up?
I downloaded it, but I have not done the email
so
confirmation yet.
So just if anybody happens to want to, you know, do this, my name on here is SithLord316. Obviously, that's a Star Wars reference, Sith Lord. I've been using this handle since the internet started when in college. I think I started using Sith Lord in 1991 online and in fucking old Unix chat rooms. So anyway, Sith Lord 316, you can message each other on this thing. But yeah, when James, you sign up or whatever, we'll have your username. And then that I didn't know what to do, so that's the way I signed it on the little things. Signed it Sith Lord and James. And then I put the date.
Because
you didn't have a username yet. So.
I'm pretty sure mine will be K-Town Fat Cat. I'm sure that's not taken. Usually
that's right. Hey, there was a K-Town girl.
Yeah.
There was a number K-Town girl. And that was the one that was 10 years old.
Yeah.
It was, 2010, close enough. So, yeah. So that'll be, K-Town Fat Cat will probably be his, I'm sure. But, yeah, it only takes just 2 minutes to sign up. But... yeah, it was cool, man. But anyway, let us know in the comments on YouTube if you've done this. Have you heard of it? Would you try it out? I think it's really cool, and it can be for anybody at any age.
Yes, it is.
That's what's
There's
cool
an adventure
about it.
Waiting on you guys.
It is. It's crazy to think about. I'm excited to go find some little pill bottle with a little trinket in it, but it's really, really cool. When you find it, it's really cool.
It is. No matter how simple it is, you pull it out and you unroll that little scroll.
Yeah. Log. It's like a scroll log.
Yeah.
At least so in those. Cool, I'm sure there are flat ones in the bigger ones or whatever.
You mentioned the movie National Treasure. I mean, that's just freaking cool. And that's right. What it feels like.
Exactly. And I look forward to the bigger ones where there are more, I guess, they what do they call it? What's the technical term?
For the bigger
not
ones?
I keep saying trinkets. It's not loot, but there's some
swag.
Swag, yeah,
yes,
swag.
That's right.
So it's like swag bags. So I look forward to getting some the bigger ones where you can like because they want you to like you're welcome to change. You take something and add to it, and you can take something from that swag.
That's right.
That'd be cool, and then you can keep it or you can put it in another one. So you got a little memory from that little that find.
I'm so interested to see. Who listens to this and has been geocaching?
I know. I am too because it's probably been going on for like 15 years.
I'll bet you.
And at least 15, but if not longer, I don't know. But it just shows you that there is this little yearning for some small adventure in life because everybody's kind of stuck at their jobs. And
that's right.
The weekend's coming. What can you do? And so people have hobbies for a reason.
Yeah, get out and walk, breathe some fresh air, and find some treasures.
Smell the flowers, literally.
That's right.
So anyway.
Get poison oak.
Yeah, let us know what you think in the comments on YouTube. And, of course, this is available on SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean. So you can also leave us a comment there. But preferably, if you could, please go to the YouTube channel, subscribe, and leave us comments there. We read those.
Yes.
And let us know what you think. And if you'll try it, and have you tried it, what's your experiences? Tell us some stories. Tell us some stories of some finds you've had. So anyway, let us know what you think. And I think we'll just let it fade to black.
Don't taste me, bro.
that dude, I'm telling you, was like, what the fuck am I out here doing in the cold? I could be sitting in my warm car. Oh, Jesus, man. It was a funny story to almost get arrested at 44. I'm 44.
Right. Glad we weren't just bad guys. I know. Had anything to hide.
Because it would have fell out your pocket.